Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
At your service, I am Mr. Humble, at your service. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you know, if you don't laugh at yourself, my friends, if you don't learn how to laugh at yourself, you'll miss the best laughs of your life, and you'll be in the minority because everybody else is laughing at you at some point in time. Pete Sepp is one of our good buddies and an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, next month let's just go ahead and celebrate his 16th anniversary today. We need to do that. Pete is the executive vice president for the National Taxpayers Union, and he's been helping us. He's been keeping us informed about how our money is being spent, or squandered, maybe I should say, all these years. He's our good friend, Pete Sepp. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks. Only my wedding anniversary is more important than this one.
Well, and listen, you know what the gift is, the anniversary gift for a 16th anniversary of the Brain Trust, right?
I don't know.
It's an email.
All right.
Isn't that exciting?
Glad to have
you get
it.
An email, and the bad news is you've already gotten it, Pete. It's good to have you back. One of the things I want you to talk about this segment is where we are with the internet sales tax issue.
Sure. Well, right now, and of course, the Senate has just begun its recess, as has the House of Representatives.
5 weeks.
But there is some very serious controversy going on right now. We really have two issues on the table. One is a long-standing federal ban on discriminatory taxes on internet access. In other words,
access, right.
The federal government says states and localities can't slap a special charge just for hooking up to the internet. There's
right.
a second issue, which is this Marketplace Fairness Act. This involves a different kind of tax policy. It's whether to allow states to start collecting sales taxes
right.
on out-of-state transactions.
And this debate has been going on since you and I've known each other, almost.
Yeah. And interestingly, in the Senate, there was an attempt to mate these two issues together in a legislative package. The ban on internet access taxes is expiring November 1, mm-hmm. and there are states that have grandfathered taxes that will instantly kick in on November 2nd.
And they're chomping at the bits for that money, too, aren't they?
That's right. Now, most members of Congress are willing to say, no, we don't want that to happen. We're going to extend the ban. Because this is non-controversial legislation,
right.
supporters of the Internet Sales Tax Collection Scheme are saying, let's attach our proposal to that vehicle and try and ride it through Congress.
Right.
They almost succeeded before Congress recessed. They're going to try again in September.
But it didn't get done. So now there's some people who are trying to get a permanent ban on these things, right?
Yes.
Not just an extension.
That's right. The House actually passed a permanent ban. It's the Senate. Almost always, it's the Senate mm-hmm. that's the holdup.
What do you think will happen? Let's say as many people are predicting that the Senate, the House maintains its Republican majority, and the Senate acquires achieve a majority in the Senate. What do you think will happen to these two legislations?
If there is a GOP majority in the Senate, then I would say the permanent internet tax ban, in other words, on access taxes, would probably go through. It would
right.
be a close vote in the Senate, but I think it would make it. I also think that the Marketplace Fairness Act would be dead. Now, that's not because this is a highly partisan issue. There are Republicans in support of Marketplace Fairness
Act. When you say Marketplace Fairness, you're talking about the sales tax.
That's right. That's right.
Do you think the sales tax ban would be dead? Is that what you're saying?
I think that the proposal to allow states to collect sales taxes across their borders.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Now,
But the president has to sign those, doesn't he?
That's right. And he would sign it if it passed.
He would. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. So it's important, obviously, there are small business owners listening to your program now who are in traditional retail who would like to see this Internet sales tax collection legislation go through. What we've been doing is going on a 20-state tour releasing poll results saying, not so fast.
Right, right. All right, so hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about the 113th Congress, which many people call a do-nothing Congress, but guess what? They figured out how to spend a lot of money, and Pete Sepp's going to give us a report on that after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.